Hi guys, guess who's back? It's your favorite girl, it's Simple JA Sister here, and I am back with another episode for you guys. I know I've been missing for a while. I've been getting stuff together, working on other stuff, but I do miss you guys. So I'm back in full effect. You will be getting your regular schedule of podcast episodes. I will not leave you guys hanging like I did the last time. You know I love you guys. And on that note, I'm sending you a big virtual hug to each and every one of you guys. Let you know how much I love you. And I appreciate you so, so much for all the love and support. You guys are my extended family that I never get to see. But eventually, I'm hoping that we'll all meet together and have one big party to celebrate. With that being said, love, light, and blessings to each and every one of you guys. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the words of encouragement. I see it. I feel it. I appreciate it. Today is going to be Up on Game Saturdays, you know, where I kick a little gems, little things I think we should start thinking about, ideas, just stuff I think that will help us moving forward. So to kick off Up on Game Saturdays, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to start off with something that I think we all should be focused on right now, health. Now, guys and girls, it's okay as a woman if you show up to the party. When I mean party is if you and your other half are about to engage in some boom boom time, it's okay if you show up with a condom. It shows that you're responsible. It shows that you understand the assignment. The assignment being, we need to protect ourselves because we're not only protecting ourselves against the risk or the chance of getting pregnant, but also the chance that we could catch something because we don't know each other's status, which is something we need to start normalizing. Everyone getting tested, but not everybody does that on a consistent basis. So it's okay if you show up with protection. And men, it should not be an issue if a woman shows up with protection. It shows that she's smart, she understands what's going on, and she also understands that, look, we both want to have an exciting time, but we both want to also be protected through the process. So none of us have any thoughts of, oh, I wonder if she is, or I wonder if he is clean, or no, we're both protected, everything's good, and we're back on track. Next. Listen, if you guys, let's say you're together and you decide to break up, let's make it a clean break. Let's make it also a respectful break, whereby you guys, you are still able to be respectful towards each other and not be disrespectful, belittling, or downgrade each other. And a clean break meaning you don't double back. You don't try to tap that again. You don't try to dip in and dip out, put your toes in a little bit, pull your toes out. That's not going to work. It didn't work that time for a reason, and maybe it won't work for the same reason again. So when you guys break, make it clean, make it respectfully done, and also understand that this person might just be what you needed to learn lessons. Some people come in your life for lessons. Some folks are there to teach you things about you. This person might not have been your soulmate, but you learned things along the way. And understand that it's okay to be respectful. You can break and move away from each other and still have good words or good exchanges with each other. So there's no need to have a bad break. This thing called adulting is really tough, but if done right, you will see so many great things and great advantages of being positive and doing things the right way. So that's another thing you guys might want to consider. Next thing is, folks, I know we like to have fun and, you know, live our best life, YOLO and all that good stuff, but understand something. When you are getting into a casual situation or a serious relationship with somebody, understand that if you decide to take the step of having kids, you need to think this process through. Because when you have a child with someone, you're going to be in that person's life for for the rest of your lives, because you have shared a bond, you share a child, and so you both have to be present in the child's life. So if you like the person now, and maybe 5 minutes down the line you don't like the person, this is somebody you're going to have to deal with. So you have to be very careful when you're making the process or the decision to procreate with someone. Don't just do this lightly. Don't just do this all willy-nilly. You have to know that this person is going to be responsible enough that whether we're together or not, we will be able to co-parent effectively for the child. We will be able to put the child's needs before ours and exist in a healthy environment that is positive for the child in terms of influence. So they know that when they become adults, that if it doesn't work with their partners, that it's okay to be positive and be healthy and be respectful towards each other for the benefit of the child. You see too many cases where people procreate with folks and then later on they're like, oh, I wish I didn't meet Becky, or I wish I didn't meet Ken. Oh, they're the worst. I can't stand him. I can't stand her. No. Think. That's why I keep stressing, guys, that you have to protect yourself until you are totally sure that is the person you want to be procreating with moving forward. So let's take this in consideration moving forward. When you've made that decision, make sure you've checked all the boxes on your list of things that you're looking for in a person who you see as a potential father or mother to your unborn or potential child. Next, guys, we're entering into a new year coming up in a few months. And I want us to let go of this idea that we need to constantly judge each other based on choices that each other have made. You need to allow people to be who they are. You need to allow people the space to grow. You need to allow people the space to be who they want to be or what they think is best for them. Judgment should only be reserved for the dictionary under J. It should not be something you use or practice full-time in your lives. You need to let go of that negative spirit that says you need to judge every little thing someone around you does that you do not feel comfortable with. Understand that we're all individually made unique. We all have different DNAs. We have different genetic makeup. We all see things differently. We all feel things differently. We all act differently. We all are not programmed on the same wavelength. We don't vibrate the same. So we all are not going to be the same. So we need to allow folks to be and live their lives the way they see fit. You might not feel like that's the best for them, but that's their decision. You need to allow them to make that decision. And if it's a bad one, they'll figure it out. If it's a good one, then all the best to them. Stop feeling this spirit of judging or belittling others for the choices they make in their lives. Let go of that negative spirit and replace it with a bit of positivity that says, hey, if this is their decision, I'm going to support them. I might not like the decision, but it's their decision, so I'm going to support them. Let's stop tearing down and belittling and judging and start being positive, uplifting, and encouraging. This is the new way we need to be moving going forward. One thing this pandemic has taught us is that we are all able to feel some sort of hurt or pain or some sort of feeling of sadness or loneliness brought on by one unique set of circumstances. So in this moment, let's understand that we need to cherish each other and lift each other up and build each other up. There should be no division. There should be no, let me separate myself from this person because let's work with each other. Let's work with each other's differences and understand that we're different for a reason. That's how we were made. If we all were the same, we will have a very boring world. Because we'll all be thinking the same, acting the same, being the same, and there's no fun in that. So let's allow folks to do them. And you do you. And hope everything works out for everyone in the end. And lastly, folks, let's moving forward, understand that being honest, open, and raw is very easy if you take the time to be unfiltered and stay true to self. You will see how much more better your life is. When you lie and you try to hide parts of you, you have to now create another lie on top of another lie on top of another lie in order to mask and hide things. And you will see that it takes a toll on you. You become more stressed and burdened. When you unburden and unload, you'll see how much more lighter you feel. Not just physically, but mentally and spiritually and emotionally. Moving forward, I want to challenge everyone. Be honest with yourself. Do some introspection. Do some reflection. Be honest with who you are. Start projecting your true self to others. Start projecting your true self to those you love. Because there are people around you who probably don't know who you truly are inside because you put on a facade. You've given them an image of what you want them to see instead of what is truly there. You're doing yourself a disservice. So moving forward, we need to start doing that. Let's peel back the layers and see what's there and project the real you, the authentic self, to those around you and those that you come in contact with and you interact with. That's the only way you will truly be at peace and happy with everything going on. Because when you mask who you are, you're not only lying to others around you, but you're lying to yourself and you're hurting yourself. Because you're not allowing yourself to the ability to grow, the ability to morph into something better or a bigger and better version of yourself. You're stifling your growth. You're being stagnant. Have you ever seen stagnant water that has nowhere to go? You want to be free flowing like the waters in the rivers and the Atlantic and the Pacific. You want to be able to just let go, be free, and be able to live within your truth, whatever your truth might be. So moving forward, this is my challenge to you. Strip away those layers of fluff and lying and pretending and the layers you create for clout. Strip away all of that. Bare your soul and start showing your true self and see how much better your life will be exponentially. I always tell you guys, to be you and live by your own rules. I love you guys. I've missed you guys. And I promise I will not be gone for any extended periods anymore. I'm back. And with that being said, you guys know how I feel about you guys. And please, 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 please stay true to thyself. Be authentic. It's the best and only way to go. Bye, guys.